No one can keep a secret forever. Mary Louise Thompson is a soccer mom on a mission. She's worried about dangerous gangs lurking in her sleepy town.
She started this big crusade.
She was trying to ring the alarm bell in the community.
But the threat runs deeper than anyone expects.
Drugs and alcohol, sex, parties with the Hell's Angels.
Someone is dead, and now someone is being blamed, and I think it's spun out of control.
Some people will do anything to protect their secrets.
If you snitch on me, you're going down, and you're going down hard.
You have to tell one lie to cover up another lie.
People will do lots of really bad things to keep their secrets.
Soon, every dirty little secret will be revealed. It's 1994, and Eugene, Oregon is the picture of wholesome living.
Eugene, Oregon's a kind of a quirky little town in the Northwest, a university town. There's a lot of emphasis on outdoor activities and community. Lots and lots of people run or bike.
For residents, many of whom have come to escape the hustle of city living, Eugene is the ideal place to raise a family.
People tend to move here and not leave. There's not a lot of crime. It's very livable.
It's a wonderful place to live. It has everything without being too big.
And Eugene's growing population of young people seems to love it too. To their parents, their kids are all happy, healthy teenagers.
It has so many different areas. There is always something for kids to do. It's a good community.
But one local mom is quite concerned. Mary Louise Thompson believes Eugene's well-mannered, all-American teens are in real danger. There's an insidious menace creeping into their peaceful community. Gangs are infiltrating the town, she says, bringing drugs, guns, and violence with them.
Mary approached us with some ideas that Eugene is experiencing emerging gang issues. And that was the biggest threat to the community.
And the town needs to wake up, she says, because the risk to Eugene's kids is only increasing.
Gang life looks like drugs.
The concerned mother regularly and publicly warns fellow parents about the gathering storm she sees looming on the horizon.
She started this big crusade about gang awareness in Eugene and just wanting to let people know that this was here.
Gang life leads to murder. Don't think that it doesn't.
She had a message, and she was making us more aware.
She was trying to ring the alarm bell in the community that gangs were on the rise, that youth violence was on the rise, and that people in Eugene needed to be concerned about it.
We can stop this. The gangs and the drugs lead to violence.
This is what you have to do to protect yourself from getting involved in this kind of activity.
Other parents listened to Mary, I think, because she was charismatic, but in a common way.
I'm here because I want to talk to you guys about a very real threat.
She was powerful. She spoke powerfully.
They're coming in with methamphetamines and ecstasy.
And the message was very simple. So it was compelling.
But Mary Louise doesn't just talk the talk. She, her husband, and their 16-year-old son, Beau, also open their house to Beau's friends and classmates to provide them with a refuge from the streets.
She allowed these kids to stay at her house. Okay. They came and ate there. She gave them a safe haven to be and not be out on those streets.
So, how's it coming?
So, you know, she just opened up her life, her house, you know, and everything just for these kids.
Mary Louise even recruits some upstanding neighborhood kids to help her spread her anti-gang message. Among them is 18-year-old Aaron Itura, one of Eugene's shining young stars. He's Mary Louise's biggest supporter.
Aaron was an outspoken anti-gang crusader. And Mary brought him to meetings as a role model for other young people. So Mary Louise and Aaron had a pretty close relationship.
Tough, hardworking, and athletic, Aaron has the respect of all the kids in the neighborhood. The high school senior has been the man of his house ever since his father walked out on him and his mother, Janice. And she couldn't be prouder of the man her son is becoming.
He was the protector of our family. And he was just everybody's friend, and everybody listened to him.
Aaron Itura was a very giving person.
No, we don't know each other that well, but I already feel like I know you guys.
He knew that gangs were wrong, and he wanted to help other kids. He was just very caring. He wanted other kids to understand that to be part of a gang, that wasn't the way to live life.
I don't want to see that happen to you guys.
Mary Louise's outreach garners plenty of attention. But many parents, and even some of Eugene's police, don't take her crusade seriously. They think she's exaggerating the problem. They even give her the dubious nickname, Gang Mom. Their kids aren't at risk, they say. They're just typical teens living in a safe, average community.
I don't think the community listened to Mary Louise Thompson. I don't think that they thought that the issue was as grave as she portrayed it.
We're known for our reign. We're certainly not known for our gangs. No one thought that there were gangbangers. Nobody saw graffiti. I mean, it's a quiet university town.
But on the night of October 3rd, 1994, everything changes, and the town of Eugene is rocked to its very core. Mary Louise's worst fears are realized when police receive a 911 call from Aaron Itura's house. Gang Mom's most impressive young disciple has been brutally murdered while he slept. Shot once in the back of his head, execution style.
Aaron was sleeping, and someone put a gun to his head and murdered him.
I heard the noise, and I went out to Aaron's room. Of course, I called 911. The police came right away. My house was a crime scene because he was shot in his own bedroom. It's like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go?
It's a nightmare from which there's no waking up. Aaron's mother is devastated, and the community is shocked.
People just didn't shoot each other. I mean, not in Eugene. And it was in the dead of night, in his own home, in his own bed.
It was horrifying. Someone breaks into your house in the middle of the night in a neighborhood that you think is safe. They were just in shock. You just stop functioning normally when that happens. It's like your life just stops.
In her grief, Janice Itura immediately reaches out to her friend, Mary Louise Thompson, and delivers the devastating news. Oh. Aaron has been Mary Louise's strongest ally and a friend to her own son, Beau.
The first person I called was Mary Thompson.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
She was shocked, absolutely shocked. And I asked her if there was anything that she knew that could have allowed this to happen.
I'm gonna help you, okay? We're gonna find out who did this.
Given the gruesome nature of Aaron's execution, as far as Mary Louise is concerned, the answer is obvious. Aaron's death is the town's first ever gang murder.
This is what she said was coming. This is the kind of thing that was gonna happen in Eugene if parents and the police and the community weren't more involved in trying to stop it.
Basically, he was assassinated while in bed. It was a purposeful act. He was targeted intentionally. This was a highly unusual homicide. This was clearly planned out. The gang avenue was going to be part of the investigation. You just couldn't ignore it. This was one incident that caused everybody to stop and go, oh my goodness, this feels real now.
It was really unheard of. Everyone was like, what the heck is this? And I remember thinking, gangs? What gangs? What are you talking about, a gang murder? And boy, we went crazy. People wanted to know if there was going to be justice, and they wanted to know if there were any clues, because they wanted to know who did it, and they wanted to know if anyone else was in danger.
Police are caught off guard by the prospect that Gang Mom has been right all along. And the crime scene yields little forensic evidence that might help them identify Aaron's killer.
They couldn't figure it out. The police had no answers. Absolutely none.
Fearful that the killing is the first sign of an impending gang war, investigators turn to the closest thing they have in Eugene to a resident gang expert, Mary Louise Thompson.
We were just wondering if there was any help you could give us at all.
I will help you in any way I can, absolutely. I am so devastated by this.
They probably were in over their heads, and I think Mary Thompson was somebody who they could turn to find out more information.
Do you have any idea who might be behind this at all?
Because she was fostering these kids who'd been in trouble. So the police went to her hoping that she or someone she knew, some of these kids, might know what happened to Aaron.
She had had these connections in the community. She kind of knew what was going on. She knew the scuttlebutt. She knew who was involved with gangs, who wasn't involved.
So detectives ask Mary Louise, who might have wanted Aaron Itura dead and why? Had Aaron crossed someone in a gang? Should Eugene brace itself for more killings? How many more of their children might be targets?
I definitely think that there was fear. I mean, I think that was why everyone was afraid, was if there's been one murder and it was gang-related, there may be more. You know, this may trigger someone else. I think there was a lot of worry of what's next.
Mary Louise tells the anxious investigators that she can help. She has information that might uncover who's behind the horrific murder. But what she reveals will terrify the community.
They were turning to Mary looking for answers, and I don't think they expected the answers they got.
Investigators discover Eugene's gang problem isn't what they expected.
We were also shocked when we learned truth.
Investigators in Eugene, Oregon are stymied by the execution-style murder of 18-year-old Aaron Itura.
We didn't know a lot about Aaron. We had heard his name a lot because he was bigger than life, very charismatic, but it was obvious that he had a lot of influence over the kids.
Really exciting at first.
But according to the neighborhood's anti-gang crusader, Mary Louise Thompson, Aaron had a secret in his past. Before he became her star anti-gang activist, she says Aaron ran with a dangerous crowd and hadn't always been the straight-laced kid everyone thought he was.
He was unpredictable. When Aaron was doing well and behaving well, that was a very positive influence. When Aaron wasn't doing so well, it was a very negative influence.
Eventually, Aaron turned his life around and started speaking out against gang life.
I didn't realize how much it was hurting the people that I care about, mostly my mom.
But by the code of the street, his new anti-gang attitude might have been seen as a betrayal. Could it have led to Aaron's execution?
There's a lot of different aspects to this that the police would want to look into. Had his anti-gang efforts offended somebody that was involved in the gangs? Could this have been a gang initiation? You want to initiate somebody into the gang, so you got to kill the anti-gang crusader.
Did he ruffle feathers? Did he step on the wrong toes? That was probably everyone's first thought, was that if this is a gang murder and he spoke out about gangs, he was targeted.
Mary Louise tells police it's a likely scenario, and she even knows who might be responsible.
Can I help you?
Just a few days before Aaron's murder, a man named Sonny came to her house asking questions about Aaron.
I'm looking for Aaron.
I'm sorry, I have no idea where he is, okay?
And Sonny looked like trouble.
She was very meticulous in explaining exactly about this person who came to town.
Tall, pretty well built, pretty threatening looking.
The fact that he was potentially dangerous and the fact that he was looking for Aaron.
Detectives start hunting for Sonny. But whoever Sonny is, he's not on the police department's radar. And Mary Louise's description doesn't match that of any of Eugene's local residents.
We thought we had a fairly good handle on who was in town, and particularly a player of that caliber would have stood out more.
With only a first name and an artist's sketch to go on, tracking down Sonny proves impossible.
I don't believe that they had enough to go on.
You couldn't follow up. There was no substance behind it. We just couldn't find anything.
I got nothing.
Detectives are left with the assumption that Sonny is not one of Eugene's own. They think he must have come from out of town to track Aaron down and kill him. Perhaps it means the risk to the community's kids isn't as severe as Mary Louise says it is.
We want to come together as parents and community members before it's too late.
Everyone wants to believe that either their kid isn't in danger or their community isn't affected. And I think there was some hope. It was like, oh, great. Maybe the violence came from elsewhere. It came down here and it was isolated and we were going to catch the bad guy and everything could go back to normal.
But the trail on Mary Louise's mysterious gangbanger goes stone cold, leaving police with nothing but questions. If he isn't from Eugene, where did Sonny come from? What's his connection to Aaron? And why would Sonny want him dead? Detectives decide to look for answers closer to home and request case files of juvenile offenders. Maybe there's mention of one of Eugene's other teens getting mixed up with someone named Sonny. But as they pour through records, investigators are astonished to discover not Sonny's, but Aaron's name mentioned in one of the reports. But not as the perpetrator of any kind of crime. It turns out Aaron had recently seen something he wasn't supposed to. He'd witnessed a knife fight that left another teen stabbed and bloody.
It was a personal beef of some sort between several people, and one of them ends up stabbing the other.
Rather than stay quiet, Aaron had bravely come forward to name names.
He had a knife. The knife was dripping blood. I know that he stabbed his kid.
But when investigators see who Aaron named, they're stunned. Aaron had pointed the finger at Beau, Mary Louise Thompson's son.
Beau was accused of a stabbing. Aaron Itura was going to testify against him.
Was this the secret that got Aaron Itura killed? Detectives dig into Beau's past and unlock a Pandora's box of secrets.
This wasn't a secret one person held. It was a lot of people. Over time, that the truth was going to have to come out.
Detectives involved with the Aaron Itura murder case have learned that Aaron witnessed a violent stabbing before he was killed and was prepared to testify against the accused perpetrator. But the kid Aaron fingered is certainly a surprise. It's Bo, the seemingly wholesome son of the town's anti-gang crusader, Mary Louise Thompson. But as investigators dig into Bo's past, they quickly discover that this isn't his first brush with the law.
Her son actually wasn't the greatest guy. He was trouble from the beginning.
On the surface, Bo seems like an average teen, but he's hiding his own dark secret. Unsealed juvenile court files reveal that Bo has been in and out of juvenile detention for several years. There are even mentions that the young man had been part of a gang that was involved in gun running.
He was just his mom's pride and joy. And I never saw anything that would lead me to believe that he could do anything wrong. I was shocked.
Bo's case file reveals that the troubled teen had only been out of juvenile detention for a couple months before getting involved in the knife fight that Aaron witnessed.
He walked up to this kid and started mouthing at him and stabbed him.
His friend Aaron had seen it all, and he had been willing to talk.
Aaron was going to testify and put the knife in Bo's hand.
Bo was standing there in between the two cars, and he was holding a bloody knife.
Aaron was in a position to send Bo to jail. He was a key witness in a crime that could change this kid's life.
Aaron had been shot to death just 3 days before his scheduled court appearance to testify against Bo. With the only witness to the stabbing now dead, charges against Bo will likely be dropped. Did gang mom's own son kill Aaron to keep him from taking the stand? Detectives bring Bo in to try to get some answers.
You had a lot to gain by killing Aaron.
There's no question that Bo became a focus of this investigation. Without Aaron, Bo's free. And Bo is the one person that stood to gain by the death of Aaron.
Bo denies everything.
Aaron was a very good friend of mine.
So detectives pay gang mom another visit. And this time, she makes a startling revelation. Mary Louise admits that Bo is involved with gangs.
He used to hang out with these boys that were a bad influence on him.
But she tells them that it's part of the reason why she's been working to warn the community about gang activity all these years.
It sort of made sense that somebody who had a son involved in gang activity might rally against gangs.
Mary Louise acknowledged that Bo had a troubled past. She was trying to put him on a better path, and she was working with other young people in the community to do it.
But Mary Louise insists to detectives that those troubles are in her son's past.
Bo didn't have anything to do with the bad element anymore.
She tells police that Bo would never have murdered Aaron. They were good friends.
They did homework together. They played baseball together.
In fact, Aaron had been helping Bo stay on the straight and narrow ever since his release from juvenile hall.
She needed Bo to be mentored. And she said, Aaron, now you have to make sure Bo gets to school every day. No sidetracking, no excuses, no nothing.
Mary Louise is adamant that her son Bo was not involved in Aaron's murder.
Can I help you?
It's Sonny, the thug who came searching for Aaron, who must be behind his death. But police begin to suspect that Mary Louise knows more than she's telling.
We all had varying degrees of how much we distrusted what she had to say and where she was really at.
Weeks of investigation have failed to turn up any sign of Sonny. So investigators decide it's time to lean on Gang Mom a little bit harder and bring her in for interrogation.
We're having a hard time tracking down the Sonny character.
Police were hoping the best way to get to Beau was through his mom, who was being protective, and they were, I think, trying to figure out to what extent.
Sure enough, Mary Louise cracks under pressure.
I just wanted to protect the boys.
And admits she's been keeping a secret. And when detectives hear what it is, it changes everything. Gang Mom starts singing a different tune, but it's not one that anyone expected to hear.
The turns were just amazing. It was crazier than fiction.
Police believe anti-gang activist Mary Louise Thompson has been lying to cover up her son Beau's involvement in the murder of Aaron Itura.
Aaron was a witness to a crime that Beau was implicated in.
And when they pressure her, Gang Mom reveals a secret she's been keeping. She's lied about something important.
After Mary Louise realizes that Beau's a focus of the police investigation, she makes a startling revelation.
I made him up.
Made him up?
Sonny, the gang member whom she claimed had been on the hunt for Aaron.
I'm looking for Aaron.
Doesn't really exist. And that's not all. She's known all along who killed Aaron Itura. And it wasn't her son, Beau. The killers are two of the teens she's invited into her home. Jim Elstad and Joe Brown.
I was shocked. They lived right around the corner. It's like, really? What could have possessed them to do this? I mean, it's not a matter of just committing an assault. We're talking aggravated murder. It just didn't seem like it was something that was real.
But why did Mary Louise wait so long to tell the police? She says she had the best of reasons. She was just trying to do what she's always done, protect Eugene's troubled kids.
She says that the only reason she didn't disclose that to the police initially was because she was trying to protect these young guys. She didn't want to see them spend their life in prison because of a stupid decision that they made. That's why she put the police on to this idea that Sonny came in from Portland.
Police aren't convinced. Jim and Joe hardly seem like gang assassins.
Jim and Joe look like two kids from Eugene, Oregon. You see those kinds of kids everywhere in a community like this.
But when they bring the boys in for questioning,
I killed him.
Police are astounded to hear them freely confess to breaking into Aaron's house, sneaking into his room, and shooting him while he slept.
They fully admitted responsibility, which is unusual.
Joe and I went into Aaron's bedroom.
Jim and Joe told the police that they, in fact, put a gun to his head and executed him.
These guys sort of just told the whole story.
I came into his room and I shot him.
They confessed to police and then they walked police through what happened that night. I'm sure police were thrilled. They thought this is a open and shut case.
But there's one thing Jim and Joe won't tell investigators: why they did it. Were they trying to gain street cred by executing someone who dared to turn his back on gang life? Or were they acting on behalf of Gang Mom's troubled son, Beau? Investigators still believe that Beau had the strongest reason to want Aaron dead.
The police still suspected that Beau was somehow involved in this. When police asked them, was there anyone else involved, they clammed up and wouldn't say another thing.
That's it. There's nothing more.
Jim and Joe refuse to reveal a motive for their crime. They may be killers, they say, but they're not snitches, and they won't cooperate with police any further. But investigators seriously doubt the two teens acted alone.
There were just some things that just didn't add up. The police realized that there had to be a mastermind who planned this.
Did Beau arrange the hit or somehow persuade Jim and Joe to take the fall for him? Investigators still believe Mary Louise knows more than she's telling. They're just not sure what.
The police still suspected that Mary Louise was doing something to protect her son, trying to cover her son's involvement in this.
They're looking at her son. They're looking at the fact that she gave up these guys who now confess quickly. And I think that they really saw some inconsistencies in her story. And I think that was at the point where they thought, we need to look deeper at Mary Louise Thompson.
Detectives decide it's time to take a closer look at Eugene's gang mom. They start digging into Mary Louise's past, and what they find stuns everyone. It turns out gang mom has an extensive criminal record herself. Investigators discover that before she moved to Eugene, Mary Louise ran with a biker gang, living a depraved lifestyle full of sex, drugs, and crime.
We started learning that she had had some drugs in her past, that she'd actually made methamphetamine.
Drugs and alcohol, sex parties with the Hells Angels. She was someone who was very much involved in that drug, alcohol, violent lifestyle.
Was this soccer mom's campaign against crime a sham?
Gang life is something that we do not want here.
And had gang mom pulled the wool over the entire community's eyes?
We've been doing some digging into your past.
When confronted with her past by investigators, Mary Louise surprisingly admits to it all.
I'm not pretending that that didn't happen. I'm not gonna lie about it.
But she insists she's no fraud. She says it's precisely her past involvement with gangs that led her to campaign so hard against them.
Mary Louise didn't deny her past, and in fact said that her past enabled her to make a better connection with the young people in Eugene.
That's the reason she's now a mom on a mission to reform other teens before it's too late.
Cocaine, large amounts of cocaine.
Her message is that I've been there, I've seen it, and now I've moved past it.
She's saying, no, I've turned my life around. And, you know, people want to believe a turnaround story.
Mary Louise Thompson may have been misguided in her attempt to help Jim and Joe, but despite her past, there's no evidence she's anything but a force for good in the community. It seems the investigation into Aaron Itura's death may close without anyone ever finding out why the 18-year-old had to die, or who was really behind it.
It was just one big, long dead end.
Then, just when the case seems to have gone cold, a surprising development gives investigators one more chance to uncover the truth. Gang mom's son, Beau, gets arrested again, this time for possession of a stolen car. And detectives see an opportunity to use Beau's latest crime to determine once and for all whether or not he was behind Aaron Itura's brutal execution. They order wiretaps on Mary Thompson's home phone, hoping to catch Beau discussing the car theft and possibly Aaron's murder.
They were targeting Beau at that point. They were hoping to nab the true mastermind, and the best way to find out what's going on inside that house is to listen in.
But once the wire is up and running, police get much more than they expected.
Stay put and shut your mouth.
The shocking conversations they overhear will bring a chilling new meaning to the name Gang Mom.
People will do lots of really bad things to keep their secrets.
One lie led to another, and finally it just unraveled.
Police investigating the murder of 18-year-old Aaron Itura have wiretapped Mary Louise Thompson's house, eager to find out if her son, Beau, was behind Aaron's death. But what they hear instead takes them completely by surprise.
Wiretaps can reveal a lot of different things, things that you never expected. The wiretaps, while not implicating Beau, did provide startling information.
As detectives listen in, the wire reveals that Mary Louise Thompson, Eugene's supposed anti-gang crusader, hasn't opened her home to kids to keep them off the streets.
This is going to be amazing.
She's been providing them with a headquarters. They're part of a violent gang that's operating in Eugene, and it's called the 74 Hoover Crips.
It was the opposite of a safe haven. This was a gang den.
The kids that Mary Thompson was supposedly helping at her house, she was actually not helping at all.
They were committing lots of property crimes, burglaries, car thefts. They were stealing guns and trading guns for narcotics with the more experienced gangbangers.
Even more shocking, from what investigators hear over the wire, it's clear that Mary Louise does drugs with the kids and even helps them plan their crimes.
We're gonna make so much money. Just trust me.
Beau isn't the driving force behind the 74 Hoover Crips. His mother is.
The wiretaps made it so clear that the actual leader was Mary.
Don't worry, I am way ahead of the police.
Mary was the mastermind. She was the manipulator. She had these kids buying and selling meth. It all came out through Mary's own voice.
No, my boys are good. We have so much product ready to go right now.
She was calling all the shots. She was making all the moves. She wasn't concerned about young people at all. They were just instruments to her so that she could carry out her criminal activity.
When police first told us she was a gang leader, I just thought, this is crazy. I thought, police can't figure this out, so they're pinning it on her. I mean, your initial reaction was, it can't be.
But conversation after conversation reveals the truth. Under the noses of police, parents, and even her own husband, Mary Louise Thompson has surreptitiously organized the town's troubled youth into a gang that will do anything she wants.
What better front would there be for a gang or a gang leader than to be anti-gang crusaders? It's the perfect front for that kind of activity.
Investigators are now convinced it was Mary Louise herself who ordered the hit on Aaron Itura to stop him from testifying against her son, Beau. But they still lack concrete proof. So rather than bust Mary Louise now, police decide to make a dangerous gamble. They wait and listen.
The risks of not stopping the wiretaps and going ahead and making the arrest are that if it becomes known that you're listening to him and not acting, and don't prevent the crime, that would be tragic. Let's face it, you know, it doesn't get any more serious.
But they needed to find a way to connect her to the murder. So I think that they felt they had to take that risk.
Police continue to monitor gang mom's phones for 3.5 weeks. They intercept 1,800 phone calls coming in and out of the house between Mary Louise, Bo, and the members of the 74 Hoover Crips.
Mary's still not knowing that her phones are being tapped. She's still doing all this communicating on the telephone.
If we just get on the street, we can make a ton of money.
The lady didn't hold back from talking on the telephone about the activities that are going on in her house because she's not aware that they are tapping her phones.
We just have to be careful.
Time and again, an ever-protective Mary Louise is heard threatening and coercing anyone who might turn on her son.
You wouldn't want anything unfortunate to happen.
She wanted to protect Bo. And one way that she could protect him was by being the enforcer, by showing those young people that she was involved with, if you cross me, if you snitch on me, you're going down and you're going down hard.
You will not talk to anybody. Do you understand me?
Investigators record her referencing Aaron's murder, warning others that they'll pay the same price if they even think about turning on the gang or her son.
You wouldn't want anything like that to happen to you, would you? I know you make the right choice.
Mary Louise was not only a mother trying to protect her son, but a criminal kingpin trying to protect her empire that she created. So she had twice the incentive to send a message to everybody else, don't mess with Mary Louise.
Eventually, detectives have the entire murder conspiracy on tape. She told Jim and Joe to murder Aaron Itura.
Mary Louise Thompson planned the whole murder. She came up with the execution of it and sent those guys out and then had them report back. She masterminded the whole thing.
She almost guilted these kids into doing it. You need to take care of Aaron so Bo won't have to go to jail. They had the gun, she gave it to them. This is it, here you are, go do it.
Jim and Joe, they were carrying out orders. They were told to go out, kill Aaron, get away, and don't tell anybody about it. And they did exactly what they were told.
Despite the mountain of evidence against Mary Louise, Jim and Joe stay true to the gang code and refuse to testify against their leader.
I don't have anything else to say.
They're convicted of murdering Aaron Itura. Jim is sentenced to 10 years in prison, Joe, 16. Eugene's gang mom is arrested for aggravated murder in the death of Aaron Itura. She's convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison.
I'm so grateful that Mary actually got caught in all this because I would hate to see what the outcome would have been down the line with the way she was manipulating. She gained so much control from so many kids that I think they were all disposable to her, one way or another.
She was a criminal, a violent criminal, and she wanted to keep that secret. And the only way that she could was to run this enterprise that she created with an iron fist. Let the people know that if they tell anybody about it, they could lose their life.
Mary Louise Thompson's friends, neighbors, and even police believed that she wanted to help keep their community's children safe from harm. But she turned out to be the source of the very evil she pretended to fight.
We were all fooled. Mary Louise Thompson had the perfect disguise. I mean, she was able to look like a sweet mom who wanted to keep kids out of trouble. She was just the perfect con artist, and she was a good actress. Under some circumstances, she might have gotten away with it. But I think over time that the truth was going to have to come out. It spun out of control. One lie led to another, and finally it just unraveled.